to deny is carried. Our next item is Peninsula Lakes MRRPC amended setback on Road 299.
This is a request to amend the side yard setbacks in the Peninsula Lakes RPC. The commission granted a revised master plan approval for 588 single-family lots and 72 duplex units on March 13th of 2014. The approved setbacks on the master plan were 20 feet front yards and 10 feet side and rear yards. The developers are now requesting that the side yard setback be reduced to 7.5 feet to allow for different type and sizes of homes. No lots have been conveyed. There's been no building permits issued. And we provided you a letter with the sketch drawing of the different type homes that would be on this site. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, sir.
So this one, if it's 7.5 feet and 7.5 feet, it'd be 15 feet visually between the buildings. Yeah, right,
okay. Or if you build a deck, 5 feet.
Well, I won't do this, gentlemen, but I could say ditto, and that would save us a lot of time. But again, I'm concerned about, especially now we're doing, and again, it's, we're at the beginning stage. We haven't approved one section like we did with Coastal Club. We're looking at a whole project of 588 homes, and I have trouble understanding why they can't find this 2.5 feet that's required on such a huge development. We've already made the concession of the 15-foot front yard setback instead of the normal 20. So we've already given up 5 feet of setback area, although that's not in the front, so I'm not as concerned about that. Although it does present an interesting issue with how many cars can you park in the driveway when you only got 15 feet versus 20. So that whole parking issue is a different issue, but... again, I just have a difficulty of the commission having to try and squeeze bigger houses on small lots when they have the ability to design their development. So maybe for those homes that want to be bigger, well, you have lots that are bigger. For those homes that would fit within the traditional 7,500 square foot, you have those. So you have a mix of the big ones and a mix of the not so big ones. Concessions have been made already. I don't see a need to make further concessions in terms of shrinking the side yard setback any further. We have a different situation than we had earlier this evening or this afternoon in terms of each one of them were different that was presented to us. That's my thoughts at this point.
Okay. Anyone else want to weigh in?
Well, I might, Mr. Chairman, reading a letter January 9th, it does... my interpretation of what I'm reading, it says that standard home plans by the builders fit on the lots, indicating that the home sizes are appropriate for the lots, which is what Mr. Johnson is saying. If you need a larger home, go to a larger lot. It goes on to say, upon examination of home upgrade options, apparently is when it becomes... opaque or uncertain as to if these combination of options, which could be like a deck, an outside shower, a chimney, a vent pipe perhaps for a gas heater or fireplace, is where the problem is. And so my thought on that may be maybe then standard home on standard lot, and if you have options, you just go to an optional larger size lot.
The items you mentioned are permitted to encroach in a setback area. So, you know.
They talked about wraparound porches, I think, and water garage, you know, options like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the base, I guess the footprint of the base house could fit, but if you add options to it, that's when it bumps it out.
Okay.
And gentlemen, when we talk about impervious surface and the impacts that that causes on water runoff, et cetera, I think the picture they gave us is an excellent presentation of that. That's how much space you had before. That's how much space you have after. So how much more impervious surface is being eaten up? And has that been taken into account in their calculations of stormwater management? So, you know, again, that's a clear example of why I'm concerned about bigger houses on small lots. There's nothing left. And back to your question earlier, probably wouldn't need a lawnmower. Not enough grass there to cut. Yeah, you can do that with a weed eater.
I don't think you're allowed to have goats.
How about a goat? Goat? I'm just thinking the same thing. Goat would take care of it.
Hey, is it goats allowed in an MR district or just AR?
I think it's an AR thing. I'm guessing.
Again, gentlemen, those are my thoughts. I'm
just curious. The solution would be then, if you need to fit houses, you got to lose some lots and adjust your lot lines to get your houses to fit.
Adjust your lot lines. You might not lose any. You might. You know, just have to jerry-rig some things around in order for you to have a 7,800 square foot lot versus a 7,500. I mean, with that many lots, you would think that they can rearrange things to allow for different size lots. And typically we see that in subdivisions. It's not a cookie cutter.
There's an old saying in politics and government, no matter what you're talking about money. And that's the elephant in the room, is density and number of lots. You know?
And the other, in addition to that, Mr. Chairman, is the size of the house. I mean, we all have density. We know what our density requirements are. Well, if they're a certain size, then maybe you can only build a certain size house. I mean, that's a...
That could be. And one of the previous... plans. If someone is approved for a certain number of lots, then to a certain extent they're entitled to have those one way or another. And I think, you know, if they can be reasonably accommodated, I think we're reaching the point with setbacks, though, that it's I'm not sure we can always do it in that that way. So. Anyone else wish to comment before Mr. Johnson makes a motion of some description? You are aware you have three choices, up, down, or you can certainly defer it if you think you need more time to consider it. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for letting me weigh in and allowing a discussion to go back and forth so we can consider. And while Mr. Johnson's considering his motion, I appreciate the opportunity to read that letter into the record. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Peninsula Lakes MR's RPC amended setbacks off of Road 299, my motion is for denial. Given that this is a development that hasn't started, there's not been any lots conveyed and no building permits have been issued, I think there's ample opportunity for the applicants to create some ingenuity, design ingenuity within their own lots to be able to build larger houses that are houses with certain amenities that folks might want. Given that, you know, at the same time, we know that there are certain things that can be done with houses where they do encroach upon the side yard setback, such as the decks we were talking about. So based on that, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for denial.
Based on those reasons, I'll second that motion.
So moved and seconded to deny the amended setbacks request on Road 299 for Peninsula Lakes MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.